Did you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos. Here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here from Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. If you're new to the channel, we focus on Lego news, Lego reviews, as well as Lego investing, kind of help you out if you're looking to sell Legos, as a business or a little side gig to make a little extra money to pay for your Lego hobby. In today's episode, we're just going to go over all the new Lego releases that are coming out in May of 2022. So let's get right into it. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know I also have a post out there. You can take a look at the link right above that I'll highlight it. It's on our website at brickflips.com. So in May of this year, there's not a lot of releases that are coming out, but May also coincides with one of the best promos if you're a big Star Wars fan like myself. It is the May 4th, May the 4th be with you, basically, but it happens all starting on May 4th. It actually happens on May 1st, but that's the official day, so to speak, to celebrate that. But just wanted to let you know that most of the sets that are coming out or things that are being released, we're going to kind of blow by them really fast because I don't want to bore you guys with, you know, some little minute things. But really, there's a bunch of classic sets that are coming out. And the first set that we're going to look at is the classic set, which is set number 11021. And that is the 90 Years of Play. This one is a new set. It's a great set if you're trying to build up some pieces in your store. But it has some cool little things in it to rebuild some of the old classic, iconic Lego theme. Before they actually had Lego themes, this was what you had. A whole thing in here that's kind of dedicated to the different sets that you can play with. It's really cool if you're really into the iconic older sets and just kind of what was built before all the major themes like Star Wars and Minecraft and everything else came along. Going to be coming out on May 1st, and the retail price is $49.99. It has 1,100 pieces. So moving on, we're going to skip through this, but I'm going to show you what's coming out. These are all plates. There's one Duplo plate that's coming out, and that is a 24 by 24 stud. And then there's a bunch of other plates. There's a green plate, there's a gray plate, there's a blue plate, and a white plate. Now, with the exception of the gray plate, all of the other plates are 32 by 32 studs. The gray plate is 48 by 48 studs. So these are really good for just building up your mock sets and everything else. Now, I'm not an expert in all the mocks. I don't know what it was. I know there's been a bunch of base plates out there before, so I'm not really sure if this is a good thing or not. Maybe I think they were a little bit smaller, or maybe they were a little bit larger, and now they're just coming out with different sizes. But either way, those are also coming out on May 1st. The next set that's coming out is set number 41713. It is the Lego Friends Olivia Space Academy. This is really cool because a lot of things, it seems like Lego is really putting on a lot more space kind of themed. They have expanded it and now there's a Friends thing. This is actually at the Academy. It's got four figures in it and, you know, it has a training simulator spaceship in there and just kind of some training things. So it's pretty cool. It's got 757 pieces, and it is a MSRP of $69.99. All right, so moving on, the next one that we're going to look at is actually the collectible minifigures of the Muppets. But really, it's cool. They gave some really detailed minifigures in there. I mean, I really like the intricate detail that they put in some of these. And then I'm pretty satisfied with the characters they put in there. I mean, there's probably a couple other characters they could have had in here, but I think that the ones that they've selected for this were really good, and they have some very unique poses, and just the details that they have in these are really, really cool. So these also come out on May 1st as well. And again, I believe there's 12 of them in total that you can have for your collection. So the next set is set number 10309. It is the Succulents. And this is part of the whole Lego Creative Botanicals, which is a fantastic theme that Lego has really done a really they've really knocked it out of the park, I think, with this team. This one is the succulents. Now, you can build these separately, and you can put them together differently, and they actually have different books in there, so if you want to build it with somebody else, that you can actually do that as well. So the next one in this line is set number 10311, and that is the Lego Orchard Creator build. It comes in at 608 pieces, and it retails for $49.99. And I just forgot to mention the succulents one is also $49.99. So I think the value is really good for these type of plants. I think these type of builds, for the amount of pieces, and just the way that it looks, the build that you get with this, I think they did a really good job on these particular ones. So moving along, we're going to switch right over to a different theme here, and we're going into the Horizon Forbidden West, the Tall Neck. Now, if you're not familiar with Horizon Forbidden West, it is a game. I believe it's on PlayStation, and it's a really big, huge gaming community with that. I don't play it myself, but I have heard of it before. So this is one of the characters or structures that are in the actual game itself. It really does. When I looked at the actual game, I looked and they did a pretty good job about designing this and building this. So I think it's really, they really got the design down really well. In fact, in the booklet, the instruction booklet you get for this, they go into the detail of how they actually came up with this design, and they give you a little more kind of inside scoop of that. But overall, they did pretty good with this. This one is, again, set number 76989, and it has 1,222 pieces, and it retails for $79.99. It will be released on May 1st of 2022. A little side note with this on as far as investing in this. This one, I believe, is going to be exclusive just to Lego.com. I'm not 100% sure. I haven't seen this show up anywhere else. So it'll be interesting to see how that is. Maybe they might have it in another retailer. I'm not sure. I didn't see anything. But so far, if this is just a Lego exclusive, I think this will be pretty good to get when it just about retires. Because you're not really going to get much of a discount if it's just on Lego. Maybe you can get some VIP points. But as an investment, I think this one will fly under the radar. I don't think this is going to be hugely popular, but I think it still will be something that you might want to grab a few of them at the end. The next one we're going to go on to is probably by far the one that's the highlights the month of May, which is the Luke Skywalker's Land Speeder. If you're a big Star Wars Lego fan, you know that they've come out with several land speeders. I mean, I don't know how many there are. In fact, there's probably like maybe at least 5, 6, 7. I'm not really sure. I mean, there's been many builds of it. There's been, you know, a little bit build bigger ones. And recently they just had one too, not too long ago. For them to decide to do a Ultimate Collector Series, I think that because they didn't have one for this, I think that Lego decided to do one. I like it. I like the build itself. I think that they've used some really cool, you know, building techniques, and I love the way that some of these look. It's got much more detail than some of the other ones, of course. You know, obviously with the UCS line, they always have more details with everything, as you can see. But one of the cool things about it is definitely the minifigure, the different plating that it has on here, the different colors for the C-3PO figure is pretty cool. Now, compared to some of the other C-3POs, there's definitely more detail. I think this is going to be the highlight of this particular set. Luke, not so much. I mean, we've seen Luke about a gazillion times. If you've never seen my Luke video on the Blue Milk Luke, on my prediction way before everybody made it a whole big thing, take a look at above on the card, and you'll see how many Lukes that there are out there. I did a whole video on that piece of it. But either way, this is still a cool thing. I mean, I'm a big Star Wars fan, so I'll probably get this one for myself. As far as collecting, I'm not really too keen on the UCS sets for investing in them. But, you know, you probably would make your money back, 100% ROI. I think you'd have to sell it for close to $500, which, you know, for a set like this, I don't know. This one's not as exciting, I think, out of all the UCS sets, to be honest with you, on Star Wars. But it still is a nice build. I like it for myself. I like to, you know, just the build of it and everything with it. So that's kind of leading us into the promotions for May. If you haven't seen my article on here, I did just a promo calendar, and it has just kind of like a layout. This is sort of what Lego did before. They got rid of doing this. So I kind of put together something just to, you know, have out there. If you guys want to download it, you can go right to my website, go to the link, and then you can download it there and print it out if you wanted to. But this really is just some of the promotions that are going on. Of course, the VIP early access to the UCS, it starts on May 1st. So if you are a VIP member, you can purchase it then. And you can get what they have is the Lars Family Homestead Kitchen gift set when you purchase $160 or more in Star Wars. And then you can also get the VIP Mandalorian keychain when you purchase over $70. So if you get the UCS Landspeed, you're going to get both of these with it. And there's also a free AT-ST, so you also get that as well with anything over $40. And then they have some double VIP points for select Star Wars sets. So they're not all on there. There's a whole list of the ones that are. And I got to be honest with you, Lego, you did a horrible job on it because most of these are retired or they're just not even in stock. I'm probably not going to be doing anything. I might just get the myself. I'm probably just going to get the UCS Landspeeder. You know, promotion, of course, for May the 4th. There's also some other promotions in store. You can spend over $40. You get a garden, flower, and butterfly gift. And then they have the Children's Amusement Park is also releasing for purchases over $90. I believe that starts on May 16th, as well as the Cosmic Cardboard Adventures, where you have to spend over $160 for that. But if you want to grab this, again, you can go to my website at brickflips.com/promo to download this. So I hope you guys found this helpful. If you could, please give us a huge like, smash that like button. Also hit the subscribe button down below. That way there you get notified of any new videos that we do have. And again, we also have a website at brickflips.com. Well, I'll see you guys on the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.